Abby and I were living together, and I was experiencing a lot of anxiety, which is strange, you know, because we were very much in love. I mean, I had fallen for Abby from the moment we met, because she had this big, beautiful smile. Like, it seemed like her teeth were bigger than her head, but in a sexy way. And I kept running into her on campus because I was following her, and I was scared. I'd say, hey, we should hang out sometime, like, not by mistake. And she would say no, which was hot also, because I knew she was sensible. And eventually, I wore her down. I tricked her. That's how you get the best ones. She had said no so many times, I threw an off-speed pitch. I said, hey, we should go to church sometime. I hadn't been to church since the tumor, but it had worked, you know. And I said, that way, if the date doesn't go well, maybe we'll get something out of the homily. My sense of humor hadn't yet matured, but neither had hers, and so it worked. And so we went to church on our first date. I remember this very well because it was raining, and I'd remembered to bring an umbrella, so I was able to walk her home in the rain, and she held on to my arm, and it was the happiest I'd ever been. I got back to the computer lab in my dorm, and I wrote an email to my brother Joe. I said, I just went out with the girl I'm going to marry. Abby had to convince me to have sex for the first time. It was like a reversal of the abusive boyfriend from those 80s high school movies where the girl is like, Devin, I can. Devin's like, but you can. Well, she was Devin and I was Molly Ringwald. And I was always afraid of sex in high school. I was one of those kids, I didn't even understand the concept of sex. When people started having sex, I was like, people we know are having sex? But how? You know, that is not who you want to be in high school, I'll tell you. My nickname in high school was the math jockey. And what's sad about that, among other things, is that I wasn't good at math. Which means I just looked like I was good at math, which means I was not the sex jockey. So Abby and I decide that for our first time we're gonna go to a bed and breakfast, because nothing alleviates the fear of having sex for the first time like a really elaborate plan. And we went to this place, and it was called the Philip Smith House, and it was run by these two gay men named David and Leon, and it was a really cute partnership because David cooked breakfast and Leon screwed David. I'm not sure of the specifics. It seemed that way, but I lost my virginity at the Philip Smith House, and it was very clunky and awkward, and then we stared at each other in disgust, but we were in love, you know, and the first time you fall in love, it's such a transcendent feeling, you know, it's like eating pizza-flavored ice cream. You know, your brain can't even process that level of joy. And love makes people do crazy things like kill people or shop at Crate and Barrel. And it makes us all a little delusional. I really think that. I think our whole lives, no matter how low our self-esteem gets, there's some part of us that thinks, I have a secret special skill that no one knows about. And if they knew, they'd be amazed. And eventually we meet someone who's like, you have a secret special skill. And you're like, I know. So do you. And they're like, I know. And then you're like, we should eat pizza ice cream together. And that's what love is. It's this mountain of pizza ice cream and delusion.